Welcome back to Yahoo Finance Live to wrap up today's show. Hot takes around the return to offices out there getting pushed back around this wave of Omicron. Akiko, we've seen the list stack up now, including the likes of Uber, Google, Ford, all delaying their returns, their planned returns to office around January here a bit as more and more people get concerned around that latest wave. And I'm not sure, you know, how much it says about where we're at in this recovery, but I do think, you know, it might be worth highlighting again kind of the stats that have been there around Omicron thus far, which is, yeah, maybe cases could be going up, but so far not necessarily seeing the bad side of things when it comes to hospitalizations and deaths nearly to the degree earlier. And that might stem from more and more people being vaccinated.
And Zach, you forgot to mention Yahoo Finance and the delay to return to work. But, you know, my hot take would be that this is kind of, this is the reality of, I think, what we're going to have to deal with moving forward. And if you look at some of those companies that have done the best in trying to get workers back, it's those who have set up a hybrid work environment. Not all work from home, not all back in the office, but somewhere in between. And the thing I worry about is that the longer this continues, a lot of workers will increasingly not want to come back. And then how do you address the labor shortage? How do you address those concerns? I mean, it feels a bit on our end like deja vu. You know, when you think about how many times some of these companies have mentioned we're going to return to office on X date or X month, and that's only been pushed back. We saw it with Delta. Now we're seeing it with Omicron. All the doctors we've spoken to have said another variant is inevitably going to pop up until all of this is under control. So I'd be curious to see how this will prompt companies to reassess what that return to office is going to look like, because inevitably there will be a variant and they're going to have to deal with it. It's worth mentioning, though, when you think about some of these companies that have announced a delay to return to the office, it still is largely the tech companies. We're talking about names like Lyft, Uber, Alphabet, Ford, another one that's not necessarily tech, but I don't know. I get the sense that, at least in my conversations, a lot of people are just sort of getting tired, a little wary of being in that in-between. Sort of like, yeah, just tell us a date and let's stick to it so we can all return.
Yeah, and it's a lot of those office jobs really that we've seen kind of, I guess, navigating this back and forth or hybrid situation. And a lot of the production jobs really have had no choice since earlier on in going back in and working in whatever sector it is. But I mean, it does kind of stress the point to the question you raised there around bringing workers back and the flexibility and the hybrid situation and comfortability around all this. We've seen the same thing when it comes to vaccine mandates being lifted in some hospitals now because of labor shortages. And I do wonder how much of that might play into some of this as we're trying to get workers back, as companies might struggle to get workers back, of how many also might adopt that depending on the challenges here.
Yeah, I mean, if you look at a survey the CDC put out back in September, about 30% of workers at more than 2,000 hospitals were still unvaccinated. That was back in September. And this is a conversation, Zach, when we started to see these vaccine mandates kick in, we had, which is this going to hurt or help businesses? In the case of restaurants, for example, it sounds like it has certainly helped because people feel a little more comfortable coming in. But in the case of hospitals, when you're already struggling to attract nurses and, you know, all the way from nurses to doctors and janitors, and they don't want to get the vaccine, I mean, that's going to continue to cause some issues. So really more headaches for employers as they try to juggle this new reality.